Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today we have Mare d'Azyn Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, as a matter of fact. How about yourself?
Doing great.
Always good to hear. And all this doing well and that kind of thing kind of leads us into our topic. You've got creating a positive relationship with your money as our focus.
That is correct.
I like the sound of that. So lay some knowledge on me.
Yeah, money is one of those things, you know, when we think about money and finances, lots of times it can really trigger a wide range of emotions. And a lot of that depends on how we perceive our use of money. So through our adult lives, we can sometimes feel shame for making purchases that we really don't need. Sometimes that buyer's remorse. Or we can be confident about the amount of money we've saved for retirement, or then regret that we haven't saved enough money for retirement or for emergencies. Also, when and how we're using credit to pay for unexpected expenses or those things that we feel after the fact that we really don't need. So many people, when we think about money, will describe themselves as either good or bad in how they handle their money. And really, either description is a kind of an oversimplification of all of the factors that go into and are associated with our money. Typically, what we find is money is a subject that we don't really openly discuss, even in families. Friends don't share how much they spent on their new car, how much they've saved for retirement, what their mortgage payment is. But we often share the stories with others when we get into a difficult situation, and there it's where money is really regarded as something that we have to figure out ourselves. And I'm excited to see nowadays we're bringing some of the financial education back in schools, and it's becoming more prevalent to help kids be more ready for adulthood and have a better idea on some of the things that can and cannot be looked at in terms of finances and the best way to think about our finances more of a positive manner. But we've got really a long way to go to continue the education process and really put us all in the right frame of mind where dealing with our finances is something that we can view as positive. We have to get beyond that success or failure mentality where we end up telling ourselves things like, I've never been good at money, so why should I try? Or I must be doing something wrong because all my friends have more money than I do, or they're saving more money than I do, and so forth. So I've got just a couple of tips to really help us with our relationship or money so that we don't have that tension when we think about it, or fear, or resign ourselves to the fact that, you know, I've never been good at this, so why try? I encourage folks to take little steps to help change your relationship with your money. The first thing is to really view our money as a tool and look at how money can help us build the life that we want. Just like savings is a journey and not really a destination, money is not the ultimate goal when we look at our finances. It's what we want to do with the money. So keeping that goal in mind and using money as a tool or a means to get you to that goal. Today is not tomorrow. So recognize that wherever you are in your saving journey, there's always going to be an opportunity to change. Where you are today is not where you will necessarily be tomorrow. And you get to decide what tomorrow looks like for you and what you will change to help you reach the destination that you're wanting. So we can say, oh, I haven't done a good job saving, and have that negative effect. Or we can say, you know what, I'm going to refocus on my destination, and I'm going to start tomorrow by just putting away a little bit of money each day to help me get there. And then society really does this, and we have to really be mindful and not compare ourselves to others. So it can be difficult not to make assumptions about someone's finances based on their actions, the types of vacations that they might take or clothes that they buy. We tend to think that we must have a lot of money and or good at managing our money if we have things, but we never know the true source of that. So it might be someone who gets these awesome buys on name brand clothing at a thrift store. So don't always judge a book by its cover kind of mentality is where we need to be when we're thinking about money. Another thing is to change our story. So there again, instead of telling ourselves You'll never have enough money in savings. Tell yourself, you know what? I've got plenty of money for myself and my family and our home. If you're not feeling confident about that, there again, take the steps to start saving and moving forward. And last but not least, it goes back to that mindfulness and being mindful through intentionally tracking what we spend and how it makes us feel so that we can decide what's important and what's not. And so many times that I've seen this within my family, we use that debit card for everything. We're not using cash as much as we have in the past or even writing checks as much. And we don't have folks balancing their checkbook. And so we're really not sitting down and looking at our finances. A lot of times I know folks will just pull up their account on the computer or on their phones. This is how much money I have today. But we don't really say and look into, oh, wow, this is where my money has actually gone. So being very mindful about that, tracking your spending, finding out where your money is going, and then go back to working towards your destination. All of this leads up to America Saves Week, which is coming up February 27th through March 3rd. And we as a district participate in the America Saves program every year. So you'll want to keep an eye out on our Facebook page for more information on saving and money management, tools to help you do that, and some great videos to also help you. Those will be on our Facebook page at Meritazine Extension District, and we encourage folks to check it out. If you have any questions on how to get that information, reach out to me, please, by calling 913-294-4306.
It's interesting how you get into that mindset of, I don't have as much as this one, or I'm not good as at this as so-and-so is, or anything like that. But think of the words of Mary Poppins, enough is as good as a feast, and what you save tomorrow is more than you had today.
Exactly.
Well, thank you very much for that. All sound advice and much appreciated. We look forward to talking to you again.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Amanda Grollo.